American Public Media.
Hi, I'm Rico, and I am a patron of the arts. Yep, to the tune of $75 per year. That's what I pay for my yearly membership at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art, LACMA. And oh, what that $75 buys me. Free entrance to the museum, free outdoor evening music performances. It's a great place to bring a date or a friend and surprise them by how very, very cultured I am.
Rico, you're a fan of the ancient Japanese art of Netsuke? I thought you were just another pop culture obsessed hipster. Shall we discuss your awesomeness over Pinot Noir?
Thank you, LACMA. So, the other day when the museum sent me mail, I promptly fetched my Enlightenment-era engraved bronze letter opener. Then I remembered I don't own one, so I used my finger.
Let's see here. Lovely card with a reproduction of an Ambrosius Bouchard still life. Bouquet of flowers on a ledge, I believe it's called, yes. Now, what's all this about annuities?
Establishing a charitable gift annuity is a perfect way to support the museum. In addition to a guaranteed stream of lifetime income, a portion of which is tax-free...
A solicitation to invest in an annuity. Now, we've talked about annuities on this show, and though the conversation tends to go over my head, I've noticed a recurring theme, namely, they're a high-fee money pit. Economics editor Chris Farrell doesn't recommend them, other experts don't recommend them, no one recommends them, yet people apparently keep investing in them. Conclusion? People are dumb. Or are they? I mean, this is a museum. Museums wouldn't lead me astray. Museums make my friends think I'm all smart and stuff. So for expert insight into annuities, I'm talking to Lance Alston. He's a certified financial accountant. Hi, Lance.
Hello. How you doing, Rico?
I'm doing very well, but I got the solicitation for a gift annuity. In the marketplace money world, annuity is a four-letter word. What do I do with this thing?
First of all, we agree. Annuities, they're not the best products out there. A charitable gift annuity is really a different being.
Oh.
The donor gives a certain amount of money to the charity. The charity, in return, agrees to pay them a certain amount of money over a period of time, usually their lifetime. It's something for high net worth people. It's used for estate planning, also retirement planning. Generally, that's not what we typically think of when we hear annuity.
What is a typical type of annuity?
It's a company that agrees to pay you a certain amount of income over a period of time. In return, you give them a certain amount of money.
So do I give them the money all at once, or do I pay them every month or something? Or?
A lot of people will buy an annuity and then just contribute money over a period of time. There's something also called an immediate annuity, where you give them all of the money up front, and they instantly turn it into a revenue stream or an income stream.
And I imagine the payments you receive back from them in return for your money are a matter of how much you put in?
Exactly. How much you put in, how old you are, and also the prevailing interest rates at the time.
Okay. Now, what's so awful about them?
They're not inherently awful. Annuities can be the right product if you are in a very high income tax bracket, you're saving all the money you can in other vehicles, and you still want to save more. But that doesn't meet the profile for most people.
And it certainly doesn't fit my profile, so what about them is such a problem?
Well, number one, they're expensive. Every year you're paying, on average, between 2 and 2.5%, and that comes directly out of your return. That's a big deal. There's a lot of penalties that are tied to them. In most cases, you will put the money in, but you can't take your money directly out for a period of time without paying a penalty.
All right, but on the other hand, there are plenty of things like CDs, where you put in cash and you're penalized for taking it out for a while. Sounds like these things do the same, but for a longer period of time. What's the problem?
Well, if you think about it, the annuity is going to be paying you 4 to 5, 5.5%.
Okay.
You know, the market can give you 8 to 10%. So what you're doing is you're giving up half of the return.
That's true if your numbers play out, but I can tell you from looking at my 401k returns that the market is not as a whole paying out 8 to 10%. It doesn't seem like an annuity is a worse bet than my 401k.
Well, hopefully last year, market return, if you were diversified across the globe, you should have received 8 to 10%. The year before, 20%. The last 3 years have been incredibly good years in the market if you're diversified.
That's right. I keep forgetting that the problem here is that I'm not a very good investor.
You have to be diversified.
All right. Assuming someone was going to get an annuity, how do they set one up so that it's going to, you know, benefit them the most and hurt them the least?
The number one thing is to look at the fees inside. You have to ask, what are the fees that I'm paying that I'm probably not going to see? Tell me about them. Explain them to me. You also have to ask about the features. Most of the time, the features, the bells and whistles, are not worth the expense. You also have to be very clear about the penalties you're going to incur if you invest and you want to take your money out. And then finally, you really have to understand the taxes. They're sold for tax deferral reasons, but oftentimes they're not that great of a tax efficiency vehicle.
All right, so you've now freaked me out sufficiently that I'm going to read all the fine print.
Okay.
Lance Alston of JWA Financial Group, thanks a lot for talking to me.
Thanks for having me.
Actually, I won't be reading any fine print because I'm avoiding annuities like avian flu. As for the rather innocuous charity annuity the museum wanted, that's not really for me either yet. After all, as a public radio writer, I'm not all that far from being a starving artist myself. In Los Angeles, I'm Rico Galliano for Marketplace Money.